Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Authoritarian actors, autocratic actors, are leveraging these platforms to get their messages out there.
The FBI says Russian and Chinese operatives are promoting misinformation online about the integrity of U.S. elections ahead of November's midterms. Former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Chris Kerbs, explains foreign influences exploit conversations on social media.
From a disinformation perspective, we don't see a lot of organic narrative from adversaries. What they're doing is latching on to existing narratives and taking both sides of an issue.
FBI officials noted there is currently no evidence of credible threats to election operation systems, but investigators are monitoring possible threats to election workers. The death toll from Hurricane Ian in Florida is now at least 100 lives lost. The Category 4 hurricane decimated coastal towns where crews search for survivors. More than 1,600 people have been rescued since last week. Search and rescue efforts also continue in Puerto Rico, which was devastated by Hurricane Fiona just a few weeks ago.
We want to be treated in the same way as our fellow Americans in the States in times of need. All American citizens, regardless of where they live in the United States, should receive the same support from the federal government.
That's Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi, who welcomed a visit from President Joe Biden on Monday. Biden promised more than $60 million to boost the island's defenses against future storms. The Supreme Court started its new term Monday with the courtroom open to the public for the first time since March 2020. Its newest member, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, eagerly asked questions during arguments on a business-backed challenge of Clean Water Act provisions. Other cases the court will consider this term include issues related to race, elections, free speech, and LGBTQ rights. In Washington, D.C.'s federal courthouse, the trial began for the five members of the alt-right group, the Oath Keepers, who pleaded not guilty to the charge of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors say the men planned an armed rebellion on January 6, 2021, to keep former President Donald Trump in office. The defense countered the group had no plan to overthrow the government. Former President Donald Trump is seeking $475 million in damages from CNN in a new defamation case. Trump's lawyers claim the network used its influence in a smear campaign for the purpose of defeating him politically in 2020. Now to New York City, where Mayor Eric Adams called for a unified response as his city copes with an unprecedented influx of migrants arriving from southern border states.
The far right is doing the wrong thing. The far left is doing nothing. I mean, the silence, I don't believe the silence that I'm hearing. These are people in need of services.
More than 16,000 migrants have arrived in New York City since May. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott started relocating migrants in early August to protest the Biden administration's border policies. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.